Asar Bataves is a day that tends to fly under the radar for a number of reasons. Number one, Asar Bataves isn't linked to any other major seasonal events in the way that the other fast days are. Number two, Asar Bataves doesn't significantly interfere with our daily routines. And three, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, Asar Bataves falls out during the shortest days of the year and is a very short fast. For these three reasons, it's easy to gloss over the message and meaning of the day. Yet I believe there's a crucial and timeless message of Asar Bataves. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says that on this day of Asar Bataves, Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim, the king of Bavel lay siege on Yerushalayim. This siege was the beginning of the destruction process of the Beis HaMikdash and ultimately led to our exile. The significance of a siege is certainly a critical stage in military defeat, though I believe there is an even deeper message. The Torah presents the concept of a siege in connection to something very interesting. In Parsha Shoftim, the Torah guides us on specific sensitivities that we must have when we go to war. The Pasuk says, Ki Satzer El Ir, when we lay siege on another city, Livachem Aleha L'Safsa, to fight against it, to capture it, Lo Sashchis Es Eitza, one is not permitted to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. This is the concept known as baltashkis, that we are forbidden from destroying something that has the ability to produce more, which is certainly an important value. But what's the connection to laying siege on a city? Perhaps these two things, laying siege on a city and not destroying a fruit-bearing tree, are deeply connected. When a city is under siege, the influence that city could have beyond its own walls has now been suffocated. Any positive impact, any peros, fruits, that the city could have on anything besides itself has been cut off and is now contained to the city itself. Much like when one cuts down a fruit tree, its ability to produce and have a positive influence on anything besides itself has been cut off. Reflecting on the role of Yerushalayim, we certainly think of Yerushalayim as being the holiest place in the world, which is true, but I believe that there's more to that. The goal of Yerushalayim is to be an Evan Shasia, a rock that nourishes the rest of the world with ruchnias, with spirituality, a location that serves as a conduit through which true spirituality is spread to the rest of the world. The Pasuk says that on Asar Bataves, Samach Melech Bavel Es Yerushalayim, the word Samach literally means to suffocate and to close in. This is what happened first on Asar Bataves. Our ability to have a significant spiritual impact through the conduit of Yerushalayim was suffocated on this day. Asar Bataves began the process of exile. A common phrase that we often hear is that we do our best to be a Shomer Torah u'mitzvos, to keep Torah and mitzvos. And this is certainly a lofty and often challenging goal. It's perhaps significantly lower than the goal that should be the ideal, and perhaps in some way is a symptom of the galus, the exile we find ourselves in. The ideal is not just to keep and preserve what we have, but to produce peros, to have a positive spiritual influence that extends beyond ourselves, but one that spreads to our families, communities, and the world at large. And we often underestimate the capacity we have to influence others, making the mistake that the only ones that have the ability to really have a spiritual impact on others are individuals of great stature and of great accomplishments. But often, it's the average individual that could have the greatest impact. For example, if we come home exhausted from a long day at work, we don't feel like going to the shiur at night that we normally go to. So if we stay home that night, the next week it could have a negative impact on others. And two or maybe three people will decide as well that they are not going to be coming home. But if we push ourselves to go, then we've demonstrated the value of going the extra mile for Torah, and we've demonstrated that to our families, to everyone else at the shir, and perhaps even encourage others to join as well. So on Asar Bataves, the day of Samach Melech Bavel, when there was an attempt to suffocate our spiritual impact, let us focus on the ways we could have a positive spiritual impact, on the way we model healthy religious habits to those around us, and through our focus on being positive spiritual influencers, may we counteract the suffocating effect of Asar Bataves and make our contribution to bringing the ultimate redemption.